It's time for light that darkness can't defeat. It's time to escape from the shadow of death and into abundant life. For the people living in darkness have seen a great light, and those living in the shadow of death, a light has dawned. Welcome to the Great Light Program with David Oyedepo Jr. Get set to arise and shine, because your light has come.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. My assignment this morning is we're going to be looking at God's Word in this teaching captioned, Revelation enhances our level of command in hard times. Revelation enhances our level of command in hard times. The Bible makes it very clear to us that the last days are perilous times. In the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1, the Bible tells us very clearly, he said, "This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come." There is therefore no doubt, because the scripture does not say perilous times may come. It started by saying this know. Don't guess it, know it. That in the last days perilous times shall come. In Malachi chapter 4 and verse 1, the Bible says, concerning these last days, that the day cometh that shall burn like an oven. He said, and all the proud and all that do wickedly shall be stubble, and the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord, and it shall leave them with neither root nor branch. That is the reality of the times in which we live. There is no place to hide. All the places of solace today have become lands of suffering. Why? Because in the last days, according to God, perilous times will come. And one of the characteristics of these perilous times in Joel chapter 2 and in verse 2, the Bible tells us, verse 2 and verse 6, among other things, that all faces will be gathering blackness. So it is a season of darkness. In the book of in Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 2, the Bible says, "For darkness will cover the earth, and gross darkness the people." So we see clearly that one of the characteristics of this season is darkness, difficulty, hardship, and darkness represents confusion. It represents confusion. But the scripture tells us that even in this season, God has a demarcation plan. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 17 and 18, the Bible says, "But I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall you discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serves him not." In Malachi chapter 4, the Bible tells us in the second verse, after telling us that the earth will be burning like an oven, it tells us, "But unto you that fear my name." That is why what we just heard in the first teaching is so important and so critical. He said, "To you that fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in his wings. And while others are burning up and going down, he said, you shall be growing up and going forth." That will be somebody's experience here in the name of Jesus. I said that will be somebody's experience here in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I'm talking to, say louder, amen. I said if you are the one I'm talking to, say louder, amen. So very clearly we see that God has a demarcation plan. In Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5 down to verse 8, the Bible says, "Woe to them that trust in man and that makes the arm of flesh his defense." He said, "And whose heart departed from the Lord. It shall be like a heat in the desert. It shall not see when good cometh." He said, "But it will inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, a salt land not inhabited." But look at what it says next. "But blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is, what will happen to him? He said, it shall be as a tree that is planted by the waters. It will not see when the heat cometh. His leaves shall be green. He shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall he cease from yielding fruit. Somebody say, that is my story. Like you mean it, that is my story. So clearly, according to scriptures, even though there are perilous times, there will be a clear demarcation. There are those that will be victims of the time, and there are those who will have dominion over the times. And what God has called you and me to Shiloh for is to empower us for dominion over the times. And I see that becoming your experience in the name of Jesus. Very quickly this morning, the question we have to examine is this. What makes an individual's case to be different? If some people will be victims and some will have dominion, what is it that determines the demarcation? And that's what we're examining in this teaching. And we're going to be looking at one vital key that determines the demarcation, the separation, and the exemption in these times. And that is the key of light. Say with me, light. By light, I'm referring to revelation. In the book of Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1, arise, shine. Why? For thy light is come. He said, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon him, upon thee. And when is this light shining? In verse 2, he said, behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But your case will be different, because the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the kings to the brightness of thy rising. He said in verse 4, he said that lift up your eyes round about. All of them gather themselves together. They are coming to thee. Thy son shall come from far. Thy daughter shall be nursed by thy side. And look at verse 5. And thou shalt see and flow together. Your heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea in the season of penury, he said, the abundance of the sea shall be converted to thee. It doesn't matter what is happening with the economy, your own economy shall be different. I said, your own economy shall be different. Somebody believe it, say a louder amen. And verse 8 of the scriptures tells us, it said, for who are these that fly? So when light comes, your situation changes. When light comes, your case changes. When light comes, your separation is established. When light comes, your demarcation is settled. For somebody upon this mountain, I see your light coming in the name of Jesus. I said, I see your light coming in the name of Jesus. And in verse 8, he said, who are these that fly as the cloud and as the doves to their windows? So light sets a man's life on flight. Who are these that fly? They are not crawling on the ground. They are not running on the ground, but they are flying in the sky. For somebody here and in at Shiloh 2016, by the light you are encountering, I see you flying in the skies. But verse 15 of this scripture is very pointed. It says, whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated. It's telling their background. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated. That is who they used to be. I have good news for you. It doesn't matter how you came here. God said that is how you used to be. But what is your new story? He said, I will make thee an eternal excellency, the joy of many generations. I see that becoming your story in the name of Jesus. And it does not end there. Verse 22, the Bible tells us, he said, a little one shall become a thousand, and a small one shall become a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. For somebody, that will be your own testimony. I said, that will be your own testimony. I said, that will be your own testimony. What is God showing us from these scriptures? That what demarcates one person's experience from the other is light. What demarcates one person's experience from the other is light. Light, revelation, insight. Your access to revelation creates a revolution in your life. For somebody here, I see that becoming your own experience. I said, I see that becoming your own experience. I see that becoming your own experience. Why is that the reason? Very simple. Because according to scriptures, the dominion of light over darkness is instant and unquestionable. We heard it said to us yesterday. It's instant and unquestionable. John chapter 1, beginning from verse 1, he said, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. He said, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it, resisted it not. Opposeth it not, stand against it not. In other words, when light comes, dominion over darkness is automatic. Therefore, whatever is a work of darkness in any domain, any department, any compartment of your life, your destiny, your family, your business, your career, your academics, upon this mountain, light shall be terminating the darkness. I said, light shall be terminating the darkness. So your revelation is what determines your experience. Your revelation is what determines your experience. In Psalm chapter 45, beginning from verse 3 down to verse 5, the Bible makes us to understand. It said, gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, and with glory. And glory represents radiance, which talks about light and majesty. Ride on prosperously because of truth and meekness, and thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. In other words, any man of revelation is a man of automatic dominion. For somebody here upon this mountain, I see your dominion being automatically established. So according to scriptures, we can see therefore that your light determines your experience. The intensity of your light determines the dimension of your experience. According to scriptures, we are made to understand that when God created the earth, in Genesis chapter 1 verse 15 and 16, the Bible said he made two great lights. He said the lesser light to rule the night and the greater light to rule the day. What is the consequence of that? Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. What does that mean to you and to me? If you want to terminate the night, simply bring greater light. The greater the light, the further the night. And the further the night, the end of the cry. Whatever has been bringing tears to anyone's life, anyone's destiny, anyone's situation, as light comes upon this mountain, the tears shall be terminated. And we have a clear example of this in the scriptures, in the person of Joseph. In Psalm 105, verse 19 down to verse 21, the Bible tells us, until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. He said the king sent for him and loosed him, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. He made him lord of his house and ruler of all of his substance. Verse 22, to bind his princes at his pleasure and to teach his senators wisdom. But what was his condition before that? You go back to verse 17 and begin to see the picture of Joseph. Verse 17, he sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant. He said his feet was hot with fetters, and they laid him in iron, and that continued until his word came. In other words, any man's situation remains the same until your word comes. When revelation comes, affliction goes. I don't know what has been afflicting any department of your life, but as revelation shall be coming in torrents upon this mountain, it shall disappear in the name of Jesus. I said it shall disappear in the name of Jesus. It shall disappear in the name of Jesus. So very clearly we see from the scripture, we are made to understand clearly that every individual's experience is light determined. If you don't like your experience, increase your light. If you don't like your experience, increase your light. The greater the light, the more prosperous the experience. And for you and for me in this season, where the world is going through all kinds of turmoils, you and I shall be supernaturally exempted. I said, you and I shall be supernaturally exempted. Somebody believe it, say a loud amen. Now, very quickly this morning, what are certain things or some lights we must capture to have dominion in these hard times? What are the areas of revelation that you and I must capture if we are going to have dominion in these hard times? We'll look at a few things very quickly this morning, and the Holy Spirit who grants understanding will give us understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. Number one is a revelation of God. A revelation of God. A revelation of God. Before you can stand for exemption, you must understand the God of exemption. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18, he said, we all with open face, as beholding as in a glass, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory as by the Spirit of the Lord. What you see of God determines what you enjoy from God. In the book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17 down to verse 21, it says there that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us all. He said, that power that was working in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at the right hand of God, far above all principalities and powers and mights and dominion and every name that is named. So clearly the scripture makes us to understand that our revelation of God is critical. Why? Those who do know their God, they shall be strong. They are not subject to situation. Those who do know their God, they shall be strong. If you know God, you can't fear man. If you know God, you can't fear life. If you know God, you can't fear the devil. The knowledge or the revelation of God we have is what determines our dominion in life and destiny. Look at what the scripture says. We see a picture of this in the life of David. Psalm 27 verse 1 down to verse 3. He said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. He said, of whom shall I be afraid? Look at the picture. When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat my flesh, because of my revelation of God, they stumbled and they fell. He said, though an host shall encamp around me, he said, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise up against me, in this will I be confident. If you know who is backing you, you will not be afraid of who is confronting you. Your dominion in the times that we are in, the hard times, the perilous times, is determined by our revelation of God. If you know who is backing you, you can't be intimidated by anything confronting you. Paul put it this way in the book of Romans chapter 8 and verse 31. He said, if God be for us, now you tell me, who can be against us? If God be for us, who can be against us? If God is our backing, who can claim to be confronting? That's what he's saying. And why is he saying so? He's saying so based on revelation of God. What does Paul know about God? He said in Ephesians 3:20, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask or think, according to the power that is at work in you. Shout hallelujah. The meaning of that is this. No matter the difficulty, I may not know how he will make it happen, but I know he will make it happen. I may not know how he will change it, but if I know the one backing me, then I know that he will change it. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 and 6, the Bible tells us this. He said, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. Why? What do you have? For he has said, I will never leave thee or forsake thee. You see, you have to be more committed to the one you have. The person you have is more important than the things you have. God appeared to Abraham in Genesis chapter 15. And look at what he said unto him, verse 1 and 2. He said, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Me, God, I am your shield. And me, God, I am your reward. In other words, your understanding of God is critical in these hard times. Those who know their God, they will be strong and they will do exploits. Those who know their God, those who know their God, those who are connected to their God, those who are committed to their God, those who are in communion with their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. They shall be strong and they shall do exploits. Many times we sit here and we hear our Father, the apostle over this commission, Bishop David Oyedepo, standing upon the altar and saying some things that are so difficult to understand how a person can talk like that. You see, the source of the talk is the God in the talk. It's God. When you know God, you say the unsayable. When you know God, you confront the unconfrontable. When you know God, you torment the untormentable. That's how God operates. You find yourself continuously in dominion because you know your God. Shout hallelujah. We just heard a very pungent experience that he shared with us this morning about somebody saying, I want to give you some insight. You see, I want you to know, if you don't give the chairman of the committee something, the paper may not come out. And you saw how he reacted. Why? The paper is not from a chairman, it's from God. You see, if you know your source, you will not fear what confronts you. Hear what the Bible says. It says in the book of Isaiah chapter 8, verse 12 and 13, it says, say not a confederacy. To all them that say a confederacy, neither fear their fear. Don't be afraid of what they're afraid of. Why? He said in verse 13, he said, sanctify the Lord of hosts himself and let him alone be your fear. Let him alone be your fear. I see somebody today receiving light concerning God. If you know the God backing you, you will not be afraid of what is confronting you. If you know the one who is backing you, you will not be afraid of what is confronting you. That's what God was simply saying to Abraham. I am your shield. Don't fear what wants to attack you. When God calls himself your shield, there is no arrow that can penetrate to you. When God says that he's your reward, there is nothing that can steal your possession. That's what he's saying. So we must come to understand God, the person, is the one that is our portion, is the one that is our lot. And when we capture this realization, we can walk in dominion. Shout hallelujah. Number two is the revelation of God's provision for your exemption. You must know God's provision for your exemption. There are calamities happening all around the world. And we can see that God is the God of exemption. And we have been able to explore to some limited degree some of his capacity. But here we must recognize what provisions are made for your exemption and my exemption. In the book of John chapter 16 verse 33, Jesus speaking said there very clearly, he said, these things I've spoken unto you, that in me you may have peace. In the world there are tribulations, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Jesus was simply saying, there is a provision made for your escape from everything that is happening in the world around you. So there is a provision for our exemption. There is a provision for our exemption. And when we begin to uncover these provisions for our exemption, we walk gallantly in our exemption. Now, we see some examples of these provisions that are made by God for our exemption. Yesterday, we were taught very specifically that until you get committed as a tither, your heavens cannot be open. It is the capital key to be exempted from economic calamity. So if you want to be in economic dominion, the number one key to engage is tithing. Your commitment to it is what determines your commanding decision. So your revelation of this provision and your engagement of the same is what ensures your dominion. Number two example we see is that until the stewardship demand is met, demarcations in this season of global heat cannot be experienced. The Bible says in Malachi chapter 3 verse 17 and 18, he said that in that day I will make up my jewels and I will spear them as a man speareth his own son that serveth him. He said, then shall you return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. What is God saying to us there simply? If you want to be separated in this season, your stewardship is critical. So your demarcation requires stewardship. Your revelation of this reality is what determines your demarcation in this season. Number three, we are also made to see that until you become a soul winner, you are not entitled to receiving pay from God. God pays soul winners. The scripture is explicitly clear about it. John chapter 4 verse 34 down to verse 36. The Bible says, Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish the work. He said, say not that there are 4 months and then cometh the harvest. He said, lift up your eyes and see. All the fields are white and ready to be harvested. And then he said, he that reapeth receiveth wages. God pays his workers. So if you want to be paid by God supernaturally in this season, then your engagement must be clear. You must have a revelation of your engagement. Shout hallelujah. One of us stood upon this altar and testified of how she went engaging in soul winning. And the stomach that has been swollen for 20 years, God settled down and eradicated the affliction. It was part of her fringe benefit, part of her payment. Shout hallelujah. I said, shout hallelujah. As a commission, we are not strangers to the testimonies of God concerning our engagement in this season, particularly. Why? Because we see clearly that according to scriptures, those who work for God are paid by God. Those who work for God are paid by God. It is not enough to engage. It is critical to see the light behind your engagement. It is the revelation behind your action that determines the productivity of your action. I pray for somebody here today that the light required to be able to make the most of every engagement be released upon you in the name of Jesus. Number four example we see is that until you turn many to Christ, you may not be listed among the end time giants. So we see that there are clear provisions for your exemption. You want to be exempted financially? We have the tithing provision. You want to be exempted from the heat of this season? We have the stewardship provision. You want to enjoy supernatural pay from God? We have the soul winning provision. You want to enjoy supernatural greatness from God? You have the condition of turning many to righteousness. All of these are specific revelations that enhance our dominion in these hard times. Specific. And I'd like us to recognize that we may all be physically living in the same place, but we are all differently living. We are all individually living in a different realm. Each person's realm is determined by their light. Each person's realm. Now, I'd like you to pay attention very closely to Malachi chapter 4 and see what the scripture said there. He said that the time, the day cometh that will burn like an oven. He said, and all the proud and all that do wickedly, they shall be as stubble. He said, but in verse 2, unto you that fear my name, the ones who are exempted, the ones who are separated, the ones who are demarcated, he said, the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in his wings. And ye shall go forth and grow up as calves in the stall. I'd like you to just dwell on that picture and see what God is saying. There are two ways to raise cattle, and that's what God is painting there. There are cattle that are raised nomadically. For those of us in Nigeria, you carry the cows from Sokoto and they start trekking and going all the way down to Lagos. They go to the south-south and then they start returning back to the north. In other words, everything they acquire is by suffer head. They suffer under the sun. They suffer looking for anything that will work. They are product of hardship. And then you have the other ones that are kept on a ranch. What others went to look for is brought to them. Their food comes to meet them. Their water comes to meet them. When you see the two cows, you will know the difference. If you have eaten a cow that was grown nomadically, and you eat the one that was grown in the ranch, the meat will testify. The one that has suffered hardship, the entire system is hard. The one that has not suffered hardship, the entire system is soft. What God is saying is this: while others are going from Sokoto to Lagos, from Lagos to Port Harcourt, from Port Harcourt back to Sokoto, suffering for bread, suffering for water, he's saying everything they are running after, it will be coming to meet you. Your bread will come to meet you. Your water will come to meet you. Your miracle husband will come to meet you. Your miracle children will come to meet you. Your miracle job will come to meet you. Somebody believe it, say a louder amen. Say with me, I'm not created for hardship. I'm created for dominion. I am not created for hardship. I am created for dominion. I am not created for hardship. I am created for dominion. Somebody believe it, say a louder amen. That's what God is simply saying. When you are walking in revelation and you are engaging the truth you are coming across, life's hardships are supernaturally erased. Very quickly, what are some of the products of walking in the light? If you are truly walking in revelation, what are some of the products? Let's just look at two of them this morning. Number one, we have just seen, is that revelation erases difficulty. It erases difficulty. A man of light does not struggle for progress. You and I both know that any time a place is dark, even if you know the environment, you may struggle with movement. You may struggle with movement. John chapter 11, verse 9 and 10, Jesus speaking there said, he that walks, he said, Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If a man walk in the day, he said, he stumbleth not because he seeth the light of this world. In verse 10, he said, but if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, he will be struggling because there is no light in him. When there is no light, there will be fight. Everything will be a struggle. So light terminates struggle. But number two, light gives speed. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1, arise, shine, because your light has come. Verse 22, he said, the Lord will hasten it in his time. 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 And you see, the truth is this. The answer to lost time is to gain speed. The answer to lost time is to gain speed. Perhaps there are people here today that are wondering, saying, but I have lost time. The years have been eaten up. The locusts and the cankerworm have devoured the years. I've lost so much time. What can I do? God is simply saying, if you walk in the light, you will gain speed and make up for lost time. You see, if you are driving a car in the night, your confidence in the accelerator is determined by the clearness of your headlamp. There are some headlamps that don't see far. And because it doesn't go far, the driver does not go fast. But then there are headlamps that you put on and you see a distance. And suddenly the distance that the light goes determines the confidence of the driver on the accelerator. He starts moving with speed. Why? Because his light has come. For somebody upon this mountain, every go slow, every slow down, every hold up is coming to an end for you. In conclusion this morning, it's important for us to recognize that light is a product of the spirit of revelation. The Bible makes it clear in Ephesians 1 and in verse 17 that God will give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. If there is something among others you'll be asking God for upon this mountain, is Lord, in these hard times, baptize me afresh with the spirit of revelation. And as you call on God for it, I see it coming your way in the name of Jesus. I said, I see it coming your way in the name of Jesus. Stretch your hand to heaven this morning and speak to the Lord right now. Lord, I've seen your word. I ask you for a fresh release of the spirit of revelation upon my life. A fresh release of the spirit of revelation upon my life. Let it be, Lord. Let it be, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Upon Shiloh 2016, your light has come. Somebody believe it. Say aloud, amen. Give Jesus a big hand. It's worthy of praise.
Someone's knocking at the door. Someone's knocking at the door. Can you hear him knocking? Can you hear him knocking? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Is at the door.
Say after me, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I know that I'm a sinner, but I know you died for me. And on the third day you rose again. Jesus, come into my life.
be my Lord and Savior. Take control of me from this day forward. Now I know that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now I pray for you, Father. I thank you today for these precious ones you have drawn into your kingdom. Let the grace that has brought them keep them in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, for each one of them, we decree today that the barriers against their life and destiny be broken in the name of Jesus. Grace to walk with you all the days of their lives. Release it upon them. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen.
If you have just received Christ as your Lord and Savior, or were blessed through this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. For inquiries and testimonies, send an email to info@tglmedia.org. We also invite you to visit one of our Winners Chapel churches near you anywhere around the world. Until next time, keep walking in the great light.